Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey. Hi, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday show, right? Yeah.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
So you had a choice to make yesterday. I'm curious which one way you went because you had a beautiful day here in Maryland. Like, it was sunny. It was warm. You could have gotten out. You could have enjoyed the sunshine for the first time probably in... It was probably the warmest, most beautiful day we've had all year, right?
It was really pretty yesterday.
Also, though, we were combating the fact that it was... the most tired day of the year, too. Right?
Also, it was also National Napping Day yesterday.
So which one did you choose? Because yesterday, the nap won. Y'all, I got home from work, and, like, I could see, I had my blinds closed.
Just blocking out the sun.
Blocking it out. And I knew it was out there. And I was like, I need to get out there and enjoy that. I know that's out there.
Yeah.
And I know, especially in March here in Maryland, that's so limited. That could be gone tomorrow and not come back for weeks.
It's very random in March.
I should go out there and, like, go soak that in. Mm-hmm. But my body was like, no, the bed. Like, you got to stay here right now.
I blocked out the sun.
I finally... ran over to Whole Foods for a second,
mm-hmm.
and that was the only sun that I got. I maybe Aww. Sat outside for like 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only sun that I got yesterday. And I'm so mad at myself now in hindsight. Did you get any sun yesterday?
I did. I was out walking in the sun. I was definitely, you know, walking on sunshine. It was just like my skin needed it. Like my face,
absolutely.
My face needed to be outside. If anyone can relate to that feeling, like
absolutely.
I needed to feel the sun on my face. So after the gym, I was out and about running errands. And then after when I finally got home, I just was like out walking.
Just had to be out.
Just had to be outside. It was so nice.
I regret my decision 100%. Because today, do I feel any less tired? I don't. I feel terrible today.
No, I mean, you're going to feel like that for at least a week.
This may be the worst I've felt. I told Charlotte a couple seconds ago. Charlotte works behind the scenes of the show. I said, I don't know how I'm going to put the words together today. Like, this is going to be maybe either the best or the worst show we've ever done all year because I feel so tired. Are you feeling that way too? Where you just feel like deliriously tired today?
More just so like confusion. Daylight saving takes about a week for you to get back to normal. So at this point, like, I don't expect anything different from it. You know what I mean?
Just gonna let it ride, baby.
Yeah, you just kind of gotta let it ride.
Hey, can you tell me if this request from my neighbor sounds ridiculous to you two? And if you're new to our show, you need to know that my neighbor and I have kind of a rocky past. Ever since I moved in, I live in Colombia, and we just can't seem to see eye to eye. Now, when I first moved in, the very first night, I had a water leak in my condo.
Oh, yes.
Neighbor.
So you were leaking into their unit.
Into their condo.
Okay.
So we had a rocky start, right? Mm-hmm. So my refrigerator leaked into their condo.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously...
Since then, it was
not great. And then about a week later, they were like, hey, listen, would you mind walking quieter?
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of that put me like in a bad mood with them. So ever since then, we play nice with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always kind of waiting for them to say something. I think they're always waiting for me to say something. We play nice, but it's just always kind of iffy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I saw them in the parking garage, and it was pleasantries as always, right? Because they park right next to me, and we're talking about the weather, the time change, everything else, right? And we're walking into the building together, and then all of a sudden he goes, hey, would you mind changing your shower schedule?
Oh, do you shower in the morning?
Yeah, I shower in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, change my shower. This is what I'm thinking. My inner dialogue's like, change my shower schedule. He's like, it's just really, the water's loud.
It's like,
in
it like
the
wakes
morning.
Them up. Yeah.
When you're taking a shower, he said, he doesn't wake me up every morning, but like if it wouldn't be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind changing your shower schedule just so you could shower at night? Then it wouldn't really bother us. Listen, he was nice enough about it.
Yeah.
He wasn't, the walking thing, a little more aggressive, okay? It was more like, stop walking so loud.
Like, stop stomping.
Yeah. This was more of a, hey, would you mind?
If you can. Did you tell him, obviously, like, the work schedule?
He knows my work schedule.
Oh, okay.
So, he understands I get up early and he knows I host the radio show.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, well, let me see what I can do. But then I walked away and I'm like,
but why did you say that? Why didn't you just say no?
I was so taken back
by him asking,
by someone asking me to change my shower schedule.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had somebody like come up to me and be like, yo, can you change your shower schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I get up
like
early.
That's just
in the morning.
Your routine.
It's just my routine.
Yeah.
I now I'm like,
so you should have said that in the moment.
So it, but it just for it, it maybe it's time change. I don't know. For whatever reason,
you like freaked out.
I freaked out and was kind of just like, let me see if I can like accommodate that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound ridiculous to you, though?
To be honest, yes, but like you also make ridiculous requests, and I feel
do.
Like you finally have met your match. So at this point,
is
no,
is,
no,
this
is you.
Future.
Like this is
literally
this is
my
literally
future,
this is like
this guy's probably
you,
20 years old.
How
than
you're
me.
Feeling? How you're feeling is the same way the person felt who you were yelling at about getting a new pan after literally using it for a year and wanting a new pan, right? The other person's like, bro, you literally used this pan for a year and you want it new because you ruined the pan. So I think with this person,
it was 10 months
with this person, you have to understand it was a year. You have to understand that from their where they're coming from, and like you do this all the time, like why not just ask? So I think now you just have to be better at just standing firm and being like, I'm sorry, but no.
Right.
You know, they're always going to ask. Clearly, this person
it
has set the standard.
Wait.
Now you know who this person is. Like, if you're stomping loud, if you're doing something, whatever, they're always going to ask you just to like, why not? But that doesn't mean you have to like feel like you have to accommodate. Because unfortunately, in this specific situation, that's your schedule. There's nothing you can do about
because
it.
That is
you
ridiculous,
know?
Right? I shouldn't have to change my shower schedule.
Well, also, I think that goes into apartment living. You know,
yeah.
I think for us with Garage Boy and I, we hear our neighbors all the time, but you know, when we wake up in the morning, we both wake up very, very early. We're making smoothies in the morning,
right? Oh,
you know?
Wow, you use a blender.
We use a blender, and like,
wow.
You know what I mean? Is that okay. Does that suck? Yeah, but like, is that a routine? Like, am I not gonna make my protein shake with like almond milk and bananas before I go to work? Of course, I'm gonna use my Ninja.
Wow.
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, do it by hand in a bowl?
Yeah.
I can't.
You could use a hand mixer if you wanted to,
you know what
that'd
I mean?
Be, that'd be a light thing to do. Well, maybe there's somebody listening, maybe you've lived below somebody before and the shower really bothered you and this conversation is really irking you and you can defend that. What's up, Ashley? Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think that's reasonable? You live in an apartment. What's happening with you guys right now?
So I've been in my apartment for 2 years come August.
Yeah.
I'm very, very quiet. I have children. I'm very, very quiet. However, my neighbors never know when I'm home. The situation that I'm dealing with is that my neighbors are extremely loud. However, I would never tell them to make accommodations for me because that's something that you have to, like, kind of put your mindset to when you're living in an apartment or a condo. Like,
yeah.
You're going to hear people above you, and that's just what it is.
Right.
Like, you know, I feel like if it was, like, a situation where you were hosting, like, a holiday party and you can be, like, considered, like, hey, I'm doing something for the holidays, blah, 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 this is that. This is the time that's going to be over. That's something completely different.
That's
but
true.
A shower, like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it's a shower. You got to bathe.
That's your life.
You host a radio show.
Yeah.
That's your schedule. They're going to have to get over it, get used to it, buy some earbuds, put some music on. Like, I have a 1-year-old and I have an 11-year-old and I'm expecting another baby. And what I do is I just put, like, the little baby sound thing on and it blocks in completely out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, wait, let me ask you this really quick. How do you feel about Jess using a blender first thing in the morning? Jess, what time you use a blender on average? What time you've run that blender?
Probably.
The blender to me even seems a little much.
Probably. What time do I like blend my shake real quick?
It's got to be before 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's honestly, it's at 4:45.
Okay, 4:45. How do you feel about Jess running a blender at 4:45? That seem okay or no?
Honestly, I think that's fine. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
As a mama, I get up extremely early to do Pilates in my house.
Yeah.
So that's a part of my routine. If I have to get up to have alone time and do things, it is what it is. Like, my neighbors are extremely loud. My neighbors are loud. Like, everybody complains about them, but it's just something that you have to deal with when you're living in a complex that it has a bunch of people. Like, you just got to deal with it. But no,
that's
do
what
not
I'm
change
saying.
Your schedules.
Yes,
you need your smoothies in the morning.
I need
morning.
My protein.
It helps to get you going.
I need my showers.
Where you need a bathe before you go to work. Like, they're going to have to deal with it because, I mean, it was cool that he asked and he wasn't, like, rude about it.
Yeah.
But absolutely not. Like, no, they have a problem. They're going to have to move to another unit or something.
There,
I don't know.
There she goes. There she goes. Thank you for that. Tabitha, you've got a very particular neighbor, we should say.
If that's what you want to call her.
What is their complaint?
So I have 5 kids, and their complaint is they can hear them going up and down the steps.
Well, yeah.
You're like, well,
obviously,
right.
How are they supposed to get to their rooms, ma'am? Would you like me to carry up each of them one by one?
Right. What does she recommend then? Like, what does she want you to do?
So I try to accommodate. Like, I would yell at my kids, like, don't run up the steps. She complained about our surround sound. I stopped using that. Like, and then I was done.
Aww.
So wait, so when you hear that my neighbor's asking me to change my shower schedule, how does that make you feel?
Absolutely not.
Tabitha says, no way, we're not doing it.
Especially with stacked living, I think it's just something you have to go into. Like, it is what it is. Like, for example, the neighbors above Garage Boy and I are very loud, and I think he definitely has, like, an overnight shift.
Yeah.
But, like, there's nothing that we would ever say, because I can't go upstairs and be like, hey, can you get a different job?
Not blender girl. Like, you can't say nothing.
But you know what I mean?
You get him back with your blender, I'm sure.
No, I don't. But, no, like, truly, right now, in this moment, I don't feel bad for using my blender.
You should not.
You know? I don't think he should feel bad above me by, like, getting home from work late. Like, what else is he supposed to do? Yeah. Like,
neighbor, I hear them, but that you're going to hear it. When you live in a townhouse, like, you should have thought about that before you moved into a townhouse.
Right.
You should have thought about it. Okay, this question had me in tears at 12:15 this morning, and I don't know if it's going to...
Why are you awake?
Great question. I think it was time change. I don't know. For some reason, I could not sleep this morning.
A little questionable, because, you know, you could be sleepy crying.
Right. Maybe.
But I'm curious.
This may not hit you the same way at all.
Maybe we're all like... Huh?
Try to answer this question, though. Seriously. So it like maybe like 11:30, I woke up this morning.
Okay.
And at first I'm like, okay, don't touch your phone. But you know how it goes after a while. I'm like, all right, let me see what's going on.
Yeah, we're like flies, you know, with the light. And
right.
Stuff.
Let me go to the
what
light.
What are those flies?
So I open up TikTok, and this is one of the first things I see. And first off, like this music kicks in, right? So it's this music. And
okay.
There's this
emotional already.
A page from a book.
Cute.
And this book asks this question. It says it's the last day of kindergarten, and you have the chance to walk home with the child you once were. What would you say to him? And I don't know why that hit me so weird at 12:15 this morning.
What would you say?
God, I don't want to get emotional again, man. I cried once this morning.
Cry.
Get it out.
What would you say?
I was just thinking about, man, how insecure I was as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And how less of a person I thought I was back then.
Mm-hmm.
And how I wish I could have told myself, like, how great I really was.
Mm-hmm.
How I wish I could have seen, like, what a... Because I was such a cool kid. But I never saw it back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see it in pictures and I could see it in videos now. But, like, in that moment, I couldn't see it. I wish I could have told myself back then, even as, like, a young kid, how cool I really was.
Yeah.
Because I didn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could go back and tell even my kindergarten self, like, the last day of kindergarten, walking home, not only was I cool then, but I was going to be a real awesome adult, too.
Yeah.
As I grew up. How about you?
It's funny because I actually visualize my younger self a lot whenever I'm going through a hard time and I feel very clouded. I visualize me, what I look like now, and then I visualize her, and she's always helping me wash my hands.
Mm.
And I would tell her, because in my opinion now, she's stronger than me sometimes. And so if I went on a walk with her, I would tell her that you have everything that you need. You have everything that you need. Everything that you are is everything that you could possibly need. And I would also tell her to cherish the moment with all of your family. Have so much fun. To really love as hard as you can and enjoy every single second with everyone that's around you in this moment right now. And I would tell her to not try to run away so fast, because it's harder to get back than you would expect, is what I would tell her. And I would tell her, thank you, because you still to this day help me get through the hardest times in my life, is what I would say.
It's deep, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe something to think about. It just hit me kind of weird.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Orioles are getting a new alternate uniform, and it's a blast from the past, y'all. The team announced an orange-on-orange uniform that first debuted in 1971, and you have not seen these for about 15 years. The last time they wore them was for a throwback game in 2010. You're going to see them on April 12th when they play the Toronto Blue Jays, and also for fans, keep in mind the giveaway. The first 15,000 fans for that game will get an orange Cedric Mullins t-shirt.
Number two.
A jury officially rejected a man's claim that Disney's Moana was stolen from his story of a young surfer in Hawaii, deciding that the creators of Moana never had access to the writer and animator Buck Woodall's outlines and script for what his story is named, Bucky the Surfer Boy. So his argument was that he shared his work with a distant relative who worked for a different company on the Disney lot. But the woman testified during the two-week trial that she never showed it to anyone at Disney. And Disney's defense lawyer said that the evidence showed that Moana was clearly the creation of the 40-year career of John Musker and Ron Clements, the writers and directors behind Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Hercules, and Princess and the Frog.
You gotta try, though. You know what I mean? Good on him. I'm not even mad at him.
Like, what do you mean?
You might as well try.
Like, you're telling me his argument was, yeah. Well, I told my cousin, yep. Who also yep. works at a lot, but yep. that doesn't work for Disney, and I think she showed so-and-so, and that's how Moana was
you
created.
You gotta appreciate the hustle.
You're wild.
I appreciate the hustle for that.
Number one.
Ariana Grande finally revealed her highly anticipated Eternal Sunshine Deluxe Brighter Days Ahead album. It's set to drop later this month on March 28th. The expanded release, we're going to get 5 brand new songs. We do not know the titles yet. It says TBD. Fans have already seen multiple versions of her 2024 album, Eternal Sunshine. We got the Slightly Deluxe, which has the remix Yes And with Mariah Carey. There's also the Slightly and also Live version. This is the latest release marks Grande's comeback since her first Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress in Wicked.
So frustrated with her right
yes,
now.
Yes. Why?
Cause like did anybody
tell
else,
me hater why you mad?
Did anybody else walk away from Wicked?
Oh, not what?
Being like, oh wait, so you can articulate your words?
Dude, what?
Like
so what?
I understood every word that Ariana Grande said in every Wicked song. But if I listen to any of her albums, and listen, she's got a beautiful voice. I love Ariana Grande's voice. But I can never understand a word she says in any of her songs. I wish I could. I wish I could be excited about 5 new Ariana Grande songs, but I can never understand a word she says other than whatever the title of the song is.
Okay.
So, no, I'm mad at her. I got grievances with her right now.
All right.
And that's it.
Cool. This is Jess, and that's your top 3.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free gas. Play along with us. Today is caller number 10. Whom is this?
This is Amy and Dennis.
Amy and whom?
Dennis.
Amy and Dennis.
Amy
What's
and
up,
Dennis.
Guys?
Oh, wait. You guys are husband and wife,
yeah,
right?
They are.
Yes, we're hoping the third time's the charm.
It's yes, no, be. I remember Amy and Dennis.
Yeah. How we doing, guys?
We're good. How are you guys?
We're good. Where's Dennis? Is he there?
I'm right here.
Okay, Dennis. Hello, Dennis. We're sending you guys good vibes. We're all friends here. Everyone's going to walk away happy. We're going to do this.
No Winnie the Pooh question.
I've looked over the question. We have nothing about Winnie the Pooh today. So that's a plus for this relationship. well, you guys know how this game goes. Let's go to Jess for the rules for everyone else, and then we're going to play for this $1,000 in free gas. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Amy and Dennis, you guys ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Which Disney movie features the song We Don't Talk About Bruno?
Encanto.
Correct. Question number two. Which board game features a path through places like the Gumdrop Mountains and Candy Castle?
Candyland.
Correct. Question number three. How many centimeters are in a meter?
Pass.
Question number four. What was Cinderella's coach before the fairy godmother turned it into the coach?
Pumpkin.
Correct. Question number five. What is a word made by joining two words together like don't?
Pass.
Question number six. How many keys does a grand piano have?
Pass.
Question number seven. What is the main ingredient in pesto?
Oregano.
Where you can it's not oregano.
Basil. Oh, it's basil.
It's not oregano.
Dang it, but they're still green. It's confusing. It's confusing.
Oh, no.
I need the poo.
It's okay. Basil, pesto, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, this is good. I think this is your guys' best round so far since we've been having you on, I'd say.
Let's hug it out, guys. Let's hug it out. Okay.
I appreciate your positivity.
Yes, the $1,000 minute is supposed to bring you together, never push you apart.
We almost had it today, guys. I feel like we almost had this. Jess, let's go over the ones we didn't get because, gosh, we were so close today.
Back to number three. How many centimeters are in a meter? Do you guys know that
100.
One now? Yep. 100. Yeah. Yep. Number five. What is a word made by joining two words together like don't? Contraction.
Contraction.
Contraction. Yep. And number six. How many keys does a grand piano have?
It's 88.
No,
that's hard.
Yeah, that one's hard.
That's
I was hard. Like, I don't know. I don't play the piano. That was hard.
88.
How many?
No, 100.
How many?
Wait, who is that?
That's Emma.
Wait, are we
Emma,
wrong?
What's up, Emma?
Are we wrong, Emma?
Yeah. Say good morning.
What's up, Emma?
Hey,
what's
Emma.
Up? Hello, it's 88. Okay.
Oh, yes, it is 88. But you guys did an incredible job. Incredible job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The last one, by the way, was not oregano. It was basil.
Basil. Yeah.
We were looking for. So, hey, you know what? One of these days, guys. One of these days.
We'll keep it going.
Yeah. Keep trying.
One of these days, we're gonna feel really good about this. So,
yes, we got that Monopoly board for you too.
Wait, what?
When you guys were talking about the Monopoly, he called Sanjay. We have like 50 versions of Monopoly.
Wait, really?
50 versions of Monopoly?
You guys, I cannot take one of your Monopoly games. I just won't. I won't feel right about it.
Oh, no. We can pick one, too, because everybody seems to think that we love it and we hate the game.
Please take it.
Okay. All right.
Well, if you want to drop your trash off of us, we'll take it.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
You guys have a good one.
We'll take your trash anytime, and tomorrow we'll come back with seven more questions, and hopefully we'll get it, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good day, guys, and make sure to head to Dashen for their top-tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dashen meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen. Hey, besties. No, I am not pregnant, and... Can you please stop asking me respectfully, your friend, Jess?
XOXO.
XOXO. The very overwhelmed and uncomfortable girl.
Y'all, this is Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. Hi, good morning. You don't like that question, huh? It's not sitting well.
Right now, no, when you get it asked all the time.
Yeah.
From people who are close to you and from people who are not.
It's kind of off-limits question that we found out about. By the way, if you're hearing this for the first time, I also didn't realize that this was an off-limits thing. You may have already known this. Maybe I'm just an ignorant guy, and this may be an off-limits thing for every woman
ever on the planet. Or maybe it's a friendly reminder that you should just think about it before you... innocently ask.
Sure.
And I will say, obviously, I can't speak for every single woman. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of women who don't mind. But I do know for a fact a lot of women do.
So let me tell you how this came up. We have a uncensored podcast. In case you don't know, Jess and I do a podcast called Kramer and Jess Uncensored. And I happened to bring up that when Jess was out last week, that so many people hit me up And we're like, is Jess pregnant? Is she out because she's pregnant? Like, so, I mean, a majority of people, between listeners, people we work with, friends, everybody. And this really caught Jess off guard that so many people were reaching out with this question. I'm going to play a bit of our uncensored podcast. Now, this is a censored version of our uncensored podcast. So listen to this. Here's Jess.
As of right now, the answer that I have is no, I am not. And that's not happening for us at this moment in time. And I know that everyone means well. I think people just, of course, are never thinking about the conversations that like that person is already having with their partner and like where they are in their life. And like, that doesn't necessarily mean like they don't want to be there. Maybe they wish they were at that point in their life and they're just not and they can't be right now. So I think that is just something to keep in mind and to not assume that like you're someone that they feel comfortable talking to about that. And an added layer to that is like, wanting to do that for your parent. Unfortunately, if it's not the timeline, it also gets very overwhelming. It's hard not to be bombarded with the thoughts of like, who's still going to be around and like wanting them to be a part of it.
Is there a way to ask that question, you think, that doesn't feel like shit?
For me personally, I don't ask the question. If my friend or loved one wants to bring it up to me, I feel like it's their choice because it's their intimate business to share. And I should be the one to be like, so you guys, this is what we're going through, or this is what we're thinking, or like, this is what's going on right now. If I want to, if I feel like sharing that intimate information about my marriage with my husband with you, and if I don't begin that conversation, I don't think that it's nice to like ask, especially because typically those conversations are like happening at parties. They're happening in public and there's like a ton of people around and you're
Okay, so that's from Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast. You can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts, Kramer and Jess Uncensored.
And this is something that a lot of women go through and a lot of women feel uncomfortable about. And I think a lot of women also feel uncomfortable about saying that they're uncomfortable about it.
Because, is that right?
Yes. Like,
I,
even right
guy,
now.
I didn't know.
Even right now, like the conversation that we had on Uncensored caught me off guard. And I did not want to talk about it again. And the only reason why I wanted to is because after Uncensored, I got a lot of messages from women who have similar feelings. And it's weird. It's like you're uncomfortable and you feel like it's invasive, but then you feel guilty because you usually in that conversation, you can't actually say like, I don't really want to talk about it with you right now because it's going to be received in a different way. Mm-hmm. It's just this like weird guilt of like, am I allowed to say I'm uncomfortable? Well, it's just there's just all of these really crazy feelings inside. And also, again, like I like we mentioned in the conversation, there are so many things that go on behind the scenes that no one knows about. So even if you are very, you know, innocently inquiring, you have no idea like what the situation is.
Yeah.
And so especially with how sensitive so many things can be with where someone is in with their life or fertility issues or whatever it may be. I just encourage you to really take into consideration, maybe allow your loved one to come to you first with the information before asking.
Go listen to the podcast, Kramer and Jess Uncensored. It might, especially if you're going through it or you may have an opinion about it, but we really get into it in depth over there. Kramer and Jess Uncensored, anywhere you get your podcast, all right?
So how much screen time is too much screen time? Like realistically, like be honest with yourself. How much time are you on your phone versus how much you should be? Because I'm trying to, I guess, ask myself, do I have a problem?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
If you have to ask. all right, y'all. It's Tuesday. It's time for Nieces Know Best. If you've never been here for one of these before, we should probably introduce you to the wise women that join our show on Tuesday, and that's Jess's nieces. And who are these two ladies, Jess?
Every week I talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13 and Maya is 10, just about like different things that are going on in my life. And I found myself in a little bit of a, I don't know, realization maybe. I thought it was fine, but I think maybe my husband thinks it's not regarding my screen time.
And let's get into this. Here's Jess's nieces. Listen.
Your Uncle Gerald saw my screen time and he said I have an issue, but I actually think it's way lower than most people's. And I also thought it was way lower than I thought it was going to be. Do you want to guess how much time I spend on my phone every day before I tell you?
4.5.
4.5 hours. Okay, Maya, what do you think?
Like 4.
You think 4 hours?
4 hours.
An average, I spend 5 hours and 12 minutes a day on my phone.
I was going to guess 5, but I think
Do you think that's a problem? Abby, you go first.
It is a part of your work. So if at least a good chunk of it is for your work, I don't think that's a problem whatsoever.
Okay, Maya, do you think 5 hours and 12 minutes is like a normal number?
I feel like you need to be off your phone more. It's your phone. But you know best, so I mean like, go outside, read a book, watch a show.
Okay, I will look into doing more activities that are outside of my phone. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Bro, 5 hours ain't nothing.
Is that bad?
That's child's play.
I didn't think
hours?
That was bad, no?
I don't think 5 hours is nothing.
What is yours?
On average, like I'm looking at mine right now. It says 5 hours and 28 minutes. That ain't right.
On average?
Right. I'm usually like seven, 8 hours a day.
A day?
Yeah. I'm like 7, 8 hours a day. Like it's like a work day. I'm like a work day on my phone, man. Like It's a big chunk. Usually 7-ish hours a day.
Five and a half hours, I feel like, isn't really that big of a deal.
I don't feel like that's nothing. What is it? First off, if Garage Boys is...
Yeah, what's his?
If he's at 5.5, what is he typically at?
If I'm at 5.5, what is he?
What is he typically at then?
I know, you're right. I didn't ask.
You've got to ask that question. Tomorrow we need to come back. Because that's like...
Yeah, what's his?
What is he at? Charlotte, do you know yours? Do you know your screen time?
It came up the other day, and it was only like 4.5 hours.
Oh, get out of here. You're
I was really impressed. Okay. No, I'm so serious. Okay.
I would even be shocked if Jess is in at 5.
You know how much my phone is on Do Not Disturb.
That's true. Yeah, Charlotte's one of those long nappers. Like
I'm a big napper.
Charlotte sleeps. She's like a sloth. She sleeps about 22 hours out of the day.
I just sleep in like segmented sleeping.
Okay.
5 sounds very low to me.
What was I 5.5 or like a little over 5 or 5.5 hours?
So like, if I'm at 7, where are you? The girls are saying 4-ish sounds right, but that just sounds very, very low. This is Nieces Know Best.
Now. These are the top 3 trending stories in the city. The Baltimore top 3 with Jess.
All right, let's get started at the top with Jessica.
Number 3.
Congratulations to the Scott family. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott announced the birth of his second child, Camden Lee Scott. The mayor said his wife, whom he married in August of 2024, and baby Camden are doing great, while dad is grinning ear to ear. Camden was born at 12:35 p.m. on International Women's Day, and Camden is the couple's second child, while Charm Jamie Scott was born in December of 2023. Camden and Charm. Are you kidding? How sweet is that?
Number 2.
Love is Blind has picked the location for season 9. Denver is going to be the backdrop for the new season, and Netflix explains why, saying, quote, Denver is ranked as one of the best cities for singles to mingle. Okay, Denver. The reveal happened during the season 8 reunion on Sunday with Josh Metellus of the Minnesota Vikings passing a football to Denver Broncos star Alex Singleton, who made the announcement. There's no premiere date for the Denver episodes yet, but it's definitely on the way.
I felt like the DMV episodes get like no love.
Why not?
Was it not? I didn't watch it, but like, why was it not good?
It was good. I take that back. DMV, the DC Love is Blind. Like there was just obviously there's drama every single season, but it was so crazy. I felt like the drama overpowered. The love. and then they were like,
the blindness was more than the love.
And then it's kind of like, so wait, does that mean like Baltimore will never get a chance because it was DC? Yeah. Like that's kind of whack.
Like it ruined it for the area.
Like low key, I think the DC season ruined it for the DMV, and they're never going to come back.
Number 1.
Apparently Drake is about to make us feel, quote, uneasy. His words, not mine. What? And fans speculate that the rapper definitely has something up his sleeve since his recent post has since gone viral. Drake posted, quote, you know, I grew up non-confrontational and always treated this game as a sport where my pen won gold. But these days, the podium has been hard for all of us to ignore. I understand that this next chapter may leave you feeling uneasy, but I hope you can see my honesty as clarity, not charity, that the answers some questions. There's no word at what exactly that means, but kind of like some rumors surrounding that. FIFA is getting ready to put on its first ever World Cup final halftime show next year, and the soccer organization is teasing that the possible performer could be Drake.
and them wanting to give him his own halftime performance.
Which, I mean, okay, here's the thing.
How does that hit you? What do you mean uneasy, yeah. Drake? Also, what do you mean non-confrontational? You're wild for that. Like, literally a lie. What are you talking about?
You've been very confrontational. Also, we've also felt very uneasy about you for a while now. But about the halftime thing, I mean, soccer's huge outside of America, so like...
Okay, yeah, but like, I'm sorry.
I mean, he wins outside the States, maybe.
I'm sorry, okay.
I don't know. It's just a weird thing to say.
Just don't.
Like, if I came on the show and I was like, hey, y'all, like...
Guys, you guys are about to be like super uneasy. All of us would be chapter, like, ew.
This next chapter is going to make y'all real uneasy. Y'all be like, what? I don't know if I want to listen to this show anymore, so... I don't know. No matter what he's planning, I just don't know if it's the best way to like promote it that way, you know?
What he needs to do at this point is like do a reboot of Degrassi, you know,
yes,
at this point.
Degrassi.
Unfortunately, like, I feel like that's all that can save
Degrassi
him.
Reunion. Like, is anyone opposed to Degrassi reunion? I don't think so.
I mean, yes, but like at this point, I don't know. I am opposed, but I just don't know what direction he's going to go.
You know?
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Hi, my name is Emma from White Marsh. Am I a bad mom because I let my kids have fun at the movie theater?
Sounds like a trick question.
What do you mean?
I don't want to give my opinion yet until we find out more. Welcome to Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. It's that time of week where parents call in because their parenting has been in question. Jess, what is this?
Parents share a situation in their life when someone has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just kind of take a step back and look at the situation from a different perspective and see what was going on.
Emma, what happened? What do you mean they're having fun at the movies? Doesn't sound problematic.
Okay, so I took my two sons to see Captain America this weekend. Mm-hmm. They're big fans. So I let them bring their shields.
Okay.
So during some of the scenes, they were up like reenacting stuff. And this woman behind me had the audacity to shush my kids. And I turned back and I said, bitch, excuse me?
Oh, wait, hang on. Okay, so this is why I don't go to the movies anymore, Jess, by the way.
What were they doing specifically while the film is showing?
Are they talking? Like, are they being loud? Like, I guess I'm just trying to, like, visualize what's happening here.
Yeah, it's not like they were blocking the screen or anything. They were, like, in the aisles with their shields, kind of reenacting stuff.
Is it, like, in front of their seats, or you let them basically...
No, they're, like, in the aisle. They were, like, in the aisle. They were not blocking the screen.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, wait, so she shushes you, and then what... I'm sorry, I heard the B word, but what happens from there? Did you actually say B? Like, what happened?
I mean, she goes on, and she's just like, what kind of mom lets their kids act like that? And I was like, how dare you judge me and my kids and how they have fun? Mind your own damn business.
Oh, did you let them do that the entire film?
It wasn't the whole time. You know, they get bored of things.
Okay.
My kids are like 3 and 5. Like, okay. They need to wiggle around.
So what do you need from us? You just want validation? Is that where we're at? That you're not actually in the wrong for this?
Yeah, this isn't... I'm not being crazy, right?
Well, let's find out. So Emma's saying that we went to see Captain America and my kids are fans and they obviously were excited. So they brought their Captain America shield with them and were playing. Not in front of the screen, so it wasn't blocking, but the woman behind her hushed her, and then there was an altercation about, you know, what kind of parent are you to let your kids do that? Was it the wrong move to make to let your kids play at the movie theaters if, like, they're not really in the way of people, especially with 3 and 5?
Mm-hmm.
We need your feedback on this. 410-583-1065. Jessica?
Respectfully, I do think that you guys were in the wrong on this one. I think it's so much fun that the kids had their shields. Like, if they want to dress in costume, I'm so supportive of that. But I do think it's unfair to assume that everyone else in the theater is going to want to hear or see kids running up and down on the aisle trying to reenact the action scenes, because they're wanting to see this for the first time as well. I don't know the delivery of how this woman came at you. You know, I think there's always a respectful way to go about it. But I do think that I would be frustrated if I was in the theater and that was going on.
Okay, let's be honest. The superheroes, they're for the kids. They're just simple movies. Like, I can't see that any other way.
A lot of adults will go see Captain America, you know?
It's, like, literally not for the kids, because the stuff goes, like, 10 years in the making. But anyways, I think it's totally for everyone. I hear where you're coming from, but I don't know if we can assume
that like kids can do that in the theater.
I kind of see your point, kind of. And keep in mind, I don't know anything about superhero movies, but I see like where you could argue, like, should that be like a kid friendly place to go? If I go see Disney movies, you know, for example, like I expect kids to kind of be up doing things. I know it's kind of like their territory. So like, I can see your argument. Is Emma then in the wrong for letting her kids just play? Emma basically just let her kids play in the Captain America movie. They're big fans of it. Like, was she in the wrong for letting them do that?
This is Lauren on 5 in Baltimore.
Lauren, was that the right thing to do for her to let her kids play at Captain America?
I think she did everything right. She made sure it wasn't bothering anyone else. And at the end of the day, she's creating these memories for her kids. Like, I have a 4 and a 6-year-old, and if they wanted to play, like, in the aisle, you know, I would have let it as long as it didn't disturb anyone. And nowadays, everyone has an opinion on your parenting.
That's
so she could have, they could have been sitting in the seats perfectly fine. And at the end of it, that woman probably was going to say something about how that movie was too old for them.
Oh, so you say no matter what, it was a lose-lose no matter what she did.
It was a lose-lose, and she should feel like a good mom for creating memories and for taking her kids to the movies that young, because I've taken them to the movies, and it's a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. There she goes. All right. Thank you for calling us, Lauren. Wonder if most parents feel that way. 410-583-1065.
This is Julia on 2 in Baltimore.
Julia, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Emma, you know, took her kids to the movies. They wanted to reenact Captain America. She let them do it in the middle of the theater. She got in an altercation with another patron. Did she do the right thing here?
I'm very conflicted. I think that my gut is no, because I've actually had a really horrible experience at White Marsh. Funny enough, it was nothing to do with children. It was actually an adult family, ironically. But we do have kind of a social contract, especially with movie theaters. And movie theaters recently have been really awesome doing like sensory-friendly and kid-friendly movies. So the kids can go in and dance in the aisles and sing and use their Captain America shields because it's a kid-friendly or a sensory-friendly event.
Sure.
And that's totally appropriate. If I were sitting there and there was a 3 and a 5-year-old, it would be really distracting. I would not be able to pay attention. And do you know how, like, it's like $17.50 minimum for a ticket.
Yo, it's true. This ain't 1994 anymore.
It's expensive.
I didn't pay 99 cents.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, holy moly. I mean, just remember the 4 of us going last time, and it was like over $100 for the tickets, and then like it was a ridiculous amount of money for the concessions. So it's like, I'm conflicted because, yes, go out and have experiences with your kids. I am so for that. I think it's so sweet. However, do it in an appropriate setting and also use appropriate words when you're talking to people. We're the model for children out in public.
Yeah.
And you're going to speak to other people like that. Your kids are going to think it's okay to do that as well.
The B word may have been a bit aggressive. The B word may have been a bit aggressive. But, you know, her argument, though, and thank you for calling, her argument, though, was that it's a kids movie. The Captain America is for kids, you know. Jamie from Baltimore, we'll give you the final vote here. Do you feel like it was the right move for her to make to let her kids play during Captain America?
No, definitely not. I agree with the caller before. That there's like a social contract when you go to movie theaters that you're supposed to be quiet. And I get that the kids are young and they need to move around and all of that. But like the other caller said, they now have all of those options for movies, and you are disturbing other people in the movie theater. Whether or not someone says something, they're annoyed. I've had experiences in movie theaters where kids have been running around, the parents are just letting them do whatever they want, and I don't say anything, but inside I'm annoyed because like I paid $17 to see this movie and there's kids running around making noises. I just feel like when you're at the movie theater, you should teach your children that you're supposed to be quiet and sitting in your seats, and you can have reactions to the movies, but regardless if they're in the aisle or in front of their own seat, reenacting a movie at the movie theater is crazy.
Even if it's a kid's movie.
The movie is PG-13.
Captain America is not a kid's movie. I would understand if you're at like Moana or if you're at like The Lion King. Those are kid's movies. Captain America is not a kid's movie.
All right.
So.
Okay. Well, I mean, Emma, listen, it sounds like most parents are saying that like it's like the wrong move, and like you know, you shouldn't let your kids, you know, do that at the theaters.
Oh,
where's anybody's sense of fun anymore?
I mean,
what do we got, the fun police listeners on today?
No, not at all. And I think it's so amazing that the boys had such a good time. I think it's just like, maybe if they want to, you know, want to reenact and express themselves, maybe like that's for streaming. You know what I mean?
Maybe they should have some interactive ones. Marvel, what are you doing? Give us some ones where the kids can play.
That's fair. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.